בפסקה ל"ח, in Aya, on Masechet Shabbat, the first parak. And we've been talking about the Gemara, which tells of one of the Amoraim, who they wanted to honor him with a delicacy of meat. And he said, no, I can't, I'm sitting in a fast. And he said, so why don't you push it off till tomorrow? And he explained that it is a Tanit Chalom, that is fasting because he had a bad dream, as was the custom. And the rabbis tell us that fasting for a bad dream is like fire for tinder, or fire as it cleaves to a flammable object. And then Rav Chisda adds that it has to be on that day. Don't wait. That's what we saw last time. Rav Kook talks about seizing the moment that, and then the Gemara adds, afilu b'Shabbat, right? That usually you're not allowed to fast on Shabbat. In the time of the Gemara, we used to fast for a tamid chalom if the person had a bad dream, even on Shabbat. And as we saw last week, Rav Kook talks about seizing the moment, that just like man put a dashboard with blinking warning signs when there is a little problem, so too HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the body and the soul. And just like the body, as soon as something a little out of place comes into your throat, you instinctively cough it up. As soon as something comes even close to the eye, you instinctively blink. And the body throws out, when it's healthy, vomits out anything that shouldn't be there. So too, how much more so, the soul is also created in a way that we have these warning signs. And what is the warning sign that we're talking about? Dreams. That when a person starts having bad dreams, that's a sign that something's going on inside. And as we saw last time, you have to deal with it. You should, if you're smart, deal with it immediately. Don't push it off. Seize the moment. Don't say, I'll continue driving, etc., etc. Don't misuse the free will to overcome the natural, healthy instinct of seeing the warning signs. Okay? We're in the bottom of the right-hand column on page 24. Yafe tanit chalom ke'esh le'me'oret. We saw at the end of the last shiur that fasting is good for a bad dream, like fire for tinder. Ki anetia hara'a be'oda chalusha. When we have a problematic leaning, when it's still in the bud, when it's still in its beginning stages, all you have to do is strengthen your spiritual self, their spiritual aspect, and God created us in a way that the good always can outweigh the bad. There's the idea of a bitul b'shishim, that's on condition, as we saw last time, that you deal with the problem in the bud. Omnam, kol zehu kasher yimaher ha'adam lachliya tzatzarato, that a person hastens, rushes, to add on to the good. Right? The idea of adding on to the good, the famous quote from Rav Kook, ha'tzadikim ha'tahorim, the pure righteous, they don't fight against the darkness, but they add light. They don't complain about evil, they add goodness. They don't complain about ignorance, they add wisdom. And this is what Rav Kook says, is saying here now. Don't fight that problematic midah that you have inside. All you have to do is add good. Learn a little more Torah, be a little more considerate, give a little more tzedakah, do a little voluntary work. Just add good, and the world is created in a way that that good will overcome the bad.
Evil doesn't have any independent existence. It's only the empty spot where the good is supposed to be. So the obvious cure for it is to put good there and then there's no bad.
Right. And the same thing with, like we say in the Shir Shel Yom of Shabbat. As explaining to one of my children on Shabbat that the idea of Tzadika Tamar Yifrach is a continuation, Rav Kook explains, of the Rishaim, who are like Esed. Right? The evil people are like weeds. That weeds, it's a good thing to know this time of year, in case you haven't taken out the weeds, you have to, when you take them out at an early stage, they come out very, very easily. Okay? But even if you wait, all you have to do is spray a little Roundup, and they wither very quickly. On the other hand, Sadiq Katamar Yifrach, a palm tree, is something which grows very slow, as opposed to weeds which grow fast. But the palm tree, it's got roots very, very, very strong, and very difficult to uproot. Right? And that's what Rav Kook is saying here. It's easy come, easy go. The idea of weeds are easy come, easy go. Right? And that's one of the chasadim, one of the kindness that Hashem built into the world, that it's really not a lost cause. Okay?
It's not we are often in situations that evil does not go away, that we really have to not only fight him, but we sometimes win over.
That's the difference between the battle and the war. And one of the advantages that the Jewish people have is that we're eternal. And we outlast them all. And we see one by one all of the mistakes, all of the gods, all of the superpowers that come and go and come and go, much like weeds. Easy come, easy go. And when you have an eternal way of seeing things, as Am Yisrael does, and every individual Jew, even though he himself is not going to live for eternity, part of the idea of the Torah is to teach us, to educate us, to have that eternal view, to be above time, to be godly. And that way, even when we see bad, we don't give up hope. Jew never gives up hope. Jews are always, all monotheists have to be positive. Right? Because if there is a God that created the world, that means that there is a reason for creation, that there is a direction for creation, and it's just a matter of time, depending on a lot of things, depending on man's free will also, but it's just a matter of time before the good wins out. Sheker ein lo raglayim.
Perek Lamed Zayin, chapter 37, Psalm 37, is the best sketch study of that whole problem. And if you learn it in depth, this idea after the expulsion from Gush Katif.
What parak is that? Just in a nutshell, what pasuk is
the
pasuk is there?
Narai Tigam Zakanti Yorazab, which we say at the end of preventing, and it's always, up to then, it has always been a real problem for me. What do you mean, I never seen a righteous person.
And now how do you understand it?
I understand it, that it's very important to Zar Omer Bakej Machem, you don't find his children. The definition of a tzaddik for the purpose of this parak is a person who does chesed, as opposed to a rasha who stomps on people. And the people who do chesed for each other build something that remains, and even if you temporarily get kicked around, in the long run, people help each other, and therefore, the people who stomp on people are not going to get help from anybody when they're looking for it, because they're all out for their own self-interest.
Right. This is something that we've spoken about a couple of times in the past, where Rav Kook calls haram mechale et atzmo, that evil does itself out.
Mm-hmm.
It does not continue.
Okay. Where did you see that?
Several times. Omnam, kol zman, kol ze hu kasher yimahera adam lachliya et atzad hatov. This is talking about on the condition where a person doesn't delay, doesn't push off, and it does things right away. But by the way, this is something which all the Sifrei HaMusar talk about, And it's a good hadrachah for everything in life. Like one of the first midot in the Sirat Yesharim after Zihirut is Rizut, right? Don't push things off, right? With Benjamin Franklin, how did he say, don't do tomorrow what you can do today, if it was him. That's the klaus, something that I once saw on a sefer Musa, and since I did it, since I started doing, it mamash changes your day. We have this thing in the Western world where it's called the sha'on movement, the snooze button. And everybody thinks, oh, just that another 5 minutes, just that, oh, that's all I need, that last 5 minutes. And in terms of midot, it's the exact opposite, right? Not only do you get addicted to it, but that whole leaning, that midah of pushing things off, when you know darn well that 5 minutes isn't going to add anything to you. But the opposite, when you need the last 5 minutes, and even when you get up after the next 5 minutes, and you don't take another 5 minutes, you're going to be grogging. The best thing to do is to jump like a panther. And that way, if you have that in your mind before you go to sleep, you've got ber kari lamod baboker, you're going to be more energetic after 3 hours of sleep than after 10 hours of sleep, if you have that in your mind to wake up energetically. And that's one of the points here that Rav Kook is saying, don't push off the tikkun.
It's when you decide in your mind that you're going to be a certain way. Like if you walk, you come home after a long, hard day, and you say, I am going to go in, I will smile to my wife and kids, and I'm going to say, what do you need help with, instead of sitting down in the corner and don't bother me.
Okay. Om Nam, be positive, be energetic. Om Nam, kol zil kasher yomer adam lachuyat atzarato. Ad shelo hispiku adayin ma'asim shebefoal lihitrakem lefi derech hanetiya shpela. In other words, this is all if you wake up and start working as soon as you see the warning signs in your dream. And you don't wait for them to start affecting your actions. To have these lowly or more physical leanings, to have that affect your actions. Right? As we saw last time, it begins with the thoughts, them to dreams, and then to actions. Aval kasher yamin ya'avoru. But if you let time pass, val pi hanetiya shekvar matzah la'makom benefesh, yavru orchot chayim befoal, and those ideas which you may have been daydreaming about and night dreaming about, and then little by little you start acting upon them, az titchazek al yedei pulot mamashiyot, and they take form and by acquire legitimacy and a resting place in your life, practically, umidot yotzot v'tzuratana ra'ay lapoal, and those negative traits start becoming realized. As at that point, ena davar batuach sheyaspik mishkal shel ta'amit yomi lachriya takav liyasher tanitiya. You'll see where Rav Kook is going, right? The whole idea that we said that when is a ta'anit, the idea of stressing the spiritual and putting down the physical a little, that's only if it's immediately, and then at that stage, a one-day fast will do the job. Because if you're at the middle point, and you just need a little push in the direction of spirituality, of idealism, so that one day fast will be enough, liyasher tanitia, to iron out that midah, that trait that you're having a problem with, those thoughts, that exaggeration. Ki bishtaresh hadavar tzarich chipus yoter nimatz uvechina yoter choderet. In kvar ushresha netiya lelo tzedek lechafatzim kozvim v'dimyonim matin mikerev nafsho. As we said last time, but if you wait, just like my friend who didn't listen to the warning signs of prostate cancer and let it run, and then it was too late, then he died. So too, in the metaphysical world, as soon as you see warning signs, act upon them. If a person sees he's not davening with kavana, for example, act upon it, because it'll just get worse and worse. Because there, like we said last week, there are two directions, either up or down. It's one of the two. And if you're on the way down, then you're just going to continue on the way down, unless you make a conscious effort to stop yourself and to turn it around. The same thing with wasting time, the same thing with anger, the same thing with any character trait. You have to catch it, nip it in the bud, if possible, even before you start doing anything. As soon as you start having these thoughts, that's really the best time. Al-Kain Rakbol Bayom, on that day. That's the meaning where the Gemara says, why you have to fast on that day, and don't push it off to the next day, even though halachically you are allowed to. Havtacha chazaka sheshov tashuv hashalva hanafshit v'imatot zoteha tovot al yedea ta'anit haba l'raglea chalom hamurgash. As long as it's fresh. Right? Just like bread, when it's fresh from the oven, there's no comparison. An apple, which is fresh from the tree, no comparison to an apple which was picked a week or 2 weeks ago. So too a dream sees the moment when it's fresh, when it has that impression. Right? And we all know, a lot of times dreams, they do leave a certain impression, either a happy impression or a frightful impression. That impression goes away very quickly. And that's what Chazal are saying here. Seize the moment. Don't deal with the problem before it gets out of hand. And you have to do it right away, when it's fresh. Otherwise you lose, especially when regarding dreams. Vinea Shabbat. Now, the next topic. Why does the Gemara say that a bad dream, if you're going to fast, you should do it even on Shabbat? Yeah?
On one hand, we're saying that if you do it right away, the bad thing is on the other hand, we're saying if you start to away, the bad thing is going to dissipate. So, which is it?
The roshim of the bad dream is going to dissipate. And the roshem, how do you say roshem? The impression, that's the warning sign, right? The warning sign is just there very shortly. Grab the warning sign and you're in good shape. If you don't, the character traits are still there. You haven't done anything. And as a matter of fact, they're just getting worse and worse. Exactly. You're less sensitive. And it becomes stronger. As we said last week, the Gemara Masechet Sukkah, it starts out as a spider web, and then another, and another, until it's a thick rope. That makes it, that's always difficult to break. Not impossible, again. Nothing is impossible. But you only have to gain by solving the problem right away. The answer is, just like with everything in life, always use everything to your advantage. As if it's a dream which could be a positive or negative, use it in whatever way is going to get you to be a better person. That's what it's there for. The dream is to get you to be more godly, to be more thinking, to be less animalistic, etc., etc. So whatever you can do with it, that's obviously the goal of the dream. You know, once you mention it, maybe I'll... I was thinking of mentioning it later, but it's really... to complete the answer to Natan's question, Rav Kook in Einaya, in Masechet Brachot, in chapter 9, Piskah 36, on the Gemara and Brachot, Daf Nun Hei, writes as follows: Amar Rav Chisda, Lo Chalma Tava Mitkayem Kulei, Velo Chalma Bisha Mitkayem Kulei. Right? So that's what we're talking about. That no good dream is totally fulfilled, comes true, and no bad dream is totally comes true. What does Rav Kook do with that? Hashem Yitbarach nata ba'adam et hakoach hamidameh. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us the ability of imagination. Kidei sheyitzayir et hatov ve'et hara. That we can imagine, we can draw in our conscious, our subconscious, good and bad. Hayuchal liyot lishneihem la'atid panim shel aflaga yoter mima shehem kefi amitat hamitziyut. But the way of dreams and the way of our imagination is that they inflate. They exaggerate. Also the good is exaggerated, and also the bad is exaggerated. Vizel letovato. And this is in our better interest. Et hatov yitzayir ba'ofen shel aflaga al pi hakoach hadimyoni. The idea that the imagination exaggerates the good. A person can dream things. He's not going to become a prime minister. He's not going to become a prophet. But in his dreams, that's a... This is Rav Kook here. He says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu runs the world on so many different levels. One of them is this level of dreams. So if you want to become the biggest tzaddik of the world, Rabbi Arya Levin, and you dream about it, great. Use that to your advantage. And if it comes true, and if you carry it out, and you see, hey, that I have it in me. That's what I really want. That's what I really dream about. That brings the good out of me. And also, I enjoy it. That brings, there are certain pleasures that we can have in dreams that that we just don't have in normal life. V'tziyura simcha va'oneg shel ha'tikva. Especially a person who's a little depressed, all of us need support, need, how do you say, bitachon, self-confidence, and a little push. Some people, remember, their lives are very difficult. But even they, sometimes their dreams can help pull them out of it. Even if they're choosing bad, 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 sometimes the Kadosh Baruch Hu will give them a good dream, and that'll show the positive aspect. Don't lose hope. V'chein hara ha'efshari yitzuyar gamken lifnei koach ha'medameh bofen mavhil yoter. Also, the opposite is true. We, our imagination, our subconscious, we dream dreams a lot worse, a lot more frightening than usually come true. It's a way that HaKadosh Baruch Hu can send us a message and that will really wake us up, get us to examine, to shake us out of our complacency in a way that doesn't cost us anything. Right? A dream, it was just a dream. And this is really a fantastic gift from heaven that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has this extra a level on which he works to us where he can exaggerate the good, exaggerate the bad. Everything is for our betterment. That's another aspect of the answer to your question. Okay. Okay. Vine ha-shabbat ba lerumem et ha-kedusha ha-klalit va-pratit kodesh ilachim. The idea of Shabbat is to elevate the holiness of the klal and the prat, of the nation and the individual. Kodesh hi lachim. Shabbat is holy for you. Now, what is you? In English, you could be the single or the plural. In Hebrew, it's very clearly the plural. Okay, but the plural is made up of individuals as well. Oneg Shabbat ba'achila u'shtiyah nichbad hu ma'od. On a regular Shabbat, the idea of eating and drinking is something very positive, very respected. Kol zman sheyuchal ha'adam lerumem et kochotav hatovim haruchaniyim leraglei hitchazkut hakochot hagufaniyim. That is, when is eating and drinking on Shabbat positive? As long as it's positive. As long as it is going to strengthen your body for the week, and strengthen your spirit, enable your spirit. Everything in this world, in order to hold something, you need a kli, right? You need a body to hold. So even a neshama needs a body to hold. Omnam. Hachalom hamavit, the frightening dream, ba le'ot ki ein shalom pnimi ba'adam. this is a very important line. We started, we alluded to it last week, that when a person has a frightening dream, that's a sign that he's not at shalva, he's not at peace with himself. There's conflict going on. And the classic conflict, what is free will about? It's the conflict between the physical and the spiritual. The conflict between the long-term pleasure and the short-term pleasure. These are the conflicts that usually fill our lives. That animalistic tendency has gotten stronger. It starts out with having negative thoughts, right? Not spiritual thoughts. You start daydreaming about doing averot, about being jealous of kina, tava, kavod, as we saw last week. And once you start dreaming that a person isn't happy with what he has, and he starts fantasizing about other things, then very well may be that he's going to act upon it. Not that he's going to steal that which he wants. He's not going to do that tomorrow. But little by little, once you start eyeing other people's wives and their houses and their jobs, you're not going to be a happy camper. And that is what causes this conflict inside, and that's when you start having bad dreams, etc., etc. Alken en ha'idun ha'chitzoni. Notice the word idun is like the word oned that Rav Kook is going to talk about. That the physical pleasure that Shabbat usually commands us, mosif lo az bracha. If you're in a situation where your physicality is exaggerated, is being overdone, then that Shabbat, your eating and drinking isn't going to be in your betterment. Adaraba, that's part that's going to weigh you down even more, rather than elevating you. What are you going to gain from a little drinking and a little eating, a little more pleasure? If inside your heart, inside your conscience, you're storming, that you don't have the pleasure, the happiness, spiritual happiness, and its purity, that the Yishrei Lev, people who are straight, tzadikim, they're not the most wealthy, but they are sameach b'chelko. They're happy with what they have. They're at peace with themselves. The famous story of Rav Zusha, who the Rebbe told the student who had a problem with jealousy, he said, go visit Rav Zusha. So he comes to Rav Zusha, and he sees he's living in such a simple house, and he doesn't have food, and he doesn't have wood for the fire, and he doesn't have any. And he asked Rav Zusha, the Rebbe told me that I should learn from you to be happy with the little that you have. So Rav Zusha said to him, I don't know why you came to me. I have everything. And that is the level of happiness, of shalva, that tzaddikim have. And those are the type of people who are going to have good dreams as well. Because they don't have this conflict going on inside. Al kena oneg amiti yashuv lo bimalo. Sorry.
You're saying that the oneg Shabbat, when you see the effect of someone who already feels satisfied with what they have, someone who feels lacking, giving them more Shabbat is going to help.
Yeah, but again, we're talking about an extreme case where the warning signs are blinking. There are many people who, like we said before, have already passed the warning signs and they're not blinking anymore, and right, they're in a problematic situation. That doesn't mean don't observe Shabbat.
No.
But we're talking about, in this case,
the act of honoring Shabbat, of pleasure on Shabbat, is going to activate those who already are satisfied in the week what would happen already.
Yeah. And for those who eating on Shabbat is just, you know, animalistic eating, they're not really, you know, fine, they get a mitzvah, they get a check, you know, but zelozet, that's not the goal.
Is there anything? I have this kind of impression that Rav Kook might be overstating the case a little bit. He's saying on the one hand, you're talking, basically what it says to is have a tight meeting. And he's saying, so this person isn't going to have, so for him, eating and drinking isn't going to do what it's supposed to do, because he anyways isn't going to have, what? The greatest Tzaddikim. But most of us are neither the greatest Tzaddikim, nor are we having these terrible dreams of Shabbat. It seems like he's just leaving out 90% of the people here.
Well, that's, again, as we said many times, one of the things that you always have to remember in Einaya. And it's difficult with Rav Kook, because what he does is he does take a Gemara, which is very specific, and he brings it to much wider spheres. Right? So on the one hand, yes, he is definitely talking about wider spheres. On the other hand, of course, he's not talking about everyone. You're right. This Pesach is not talking about everyone. But if there is a person who's... Most people don't have bad dreams. Most people don't remember their dreams. Right, and this, by the way, who is, if we try and pinpoint, who are we talking about? Who are we talking about in? We're talking about somebody who is spiritually healthy enough that he is going to be sensitive to this blinking light. He hasn't lost it yet. He's not too far deep. And that's the type of person who will fast on Shabbat. By the way, halakha l'masa, as we said before, we don't fast on Shabbat because that's not where we are, like I was saying.
So, I guess it's one of two things, as far as I can see. Either he's saying here that... it seems to me that what he should have said, not that... I mean that in the sense that, in other words, the fact that he didn't mean to have something that I'm missing. That what I would have said if I were a subscriber here is if he's had this terrible dream, then eating and drinking isn't going to help him on Shabbat because he anyways has this terrible struggle going on inside of him and he's not going to be able to enjoy Shabbat the way that normal people do. And instead, Rav Kook says that he ends up being able to enjoy Shabbat the way that he can do. And so is the so that fact that he said Tzaddikim instead of the rest of us, is that to show that this person has a bad dream is already beyond the rest of us? And it's like he says that it's what we're talking about here is somebody who's just short of being a Tzaddik and is anyways beyond normal eating and drinking, and is on the highest level of eating and drinking.
It's somebody who, the way I understand it, it's somebody, he's obviously not in a perfect state. On the other hand, he is on the brink of it, and that warning sign for him, it is worth it to fast, because in his situation, the difference between eating and fasting is going to make a big difference. Regarding most people on a given Shabbat, it's not going to make that big of a difference. Yeah. Okay. Ha'oneg ha'amiti yashuv lo b'mol'o et nafsho b'davar asher hi margeshet bo chisrona. The way to get back to pleasure is to fill that which you're lacking. Now, this is an interesting term, because when a person has a desire for the physical pleasure, what does he think that he's lacking? Food. And what Rav Kook is saying is no. Apparently what you're really lacking is a little more spirituality. This is the time to skip a day of food and to go for the tzom, for the fast. Okay? You all catch that? Okay? That's an interesting idea. Again, you think that a person has to fill that which he's lacking. You think you're lacking, and that's your problem. You think that you're lacking food. In your case, no. Feel what you're lacking. But it happens not to be food. It is spirituality. B'chayim shketim v'idun pnimi. By living, by having a day or life of quietness, and idun pnimi, not idun of physical idun, not physical pleasure, like Rav Kook spoke about in the previous sentence, but spiritual idun, spiritual pleasure. Fasting. By shugo mishkal darkei chayav V'somo gvul l'kochot nafsho, by limiting, by putting boundaries on your midot, not overdoing it. However, that's where the tension is coming from, that your balance, your harmony is out of kilt. Get back to the harmony by expressing a little more spirituality and putting boundaries, i.e. fasting, on too much physicality. Sheyitzadu betach darkam b'derech hachayim batov v'lo yaniach lanetiyot achomriyot shekvar ba ha'ot sheyarchivu et tzadeyan yoter mi'ara'uy. Now that's exactly the problem. We're talking about somebody who's in a situation whose physical desires have crossed the border, have been exaggerated. V'itchazik od yoter ha'yodei ha'gasut. So what's he going to gain by eating more? Sheyaiv, that crudeness or that heaviness is going to weigh him down even more. Aleim atanuga chomish u'machalim arevim u'ma'adanim of Shabbat. Davka Shabbat, we halachically, we save the best food and the best delicacies davka for Shabbat. That's exactly what this guy doesn't need. Sha'alulim lamshich biyoter et ha'adam el ha'netiya l'chayim gasim behemiyim be'et shematzav nafsho omed v'itragshud. He has this inner conflict. He's on the verge of something big. If he can utilize, if he can seize the moment and change the direction from down to up, that's going to be something big. Ve'en simchat levavo imo mitnei biyatute laila. Because of what he saw at night, that's a pasuk, a fearful sight that he saw at night, he's not going to be happy, even if he has that shoen and basar v'yayin. Exactly. Okay. Tovlo, this person is better off. Shimshach yado mizeh. One day, immediately, as soon as you wake up after the bad dream, withdraw your hand from this physical pleasure. V'yitadim be'oneg pnimi. Instead of oneg chitzoni, today go for oneg pnimi. Which, by the way, halachically, there is this halachic standing of somebody who is allowed to cry on Shabbat if it's a crying of happiness. And a person is allowed to fast on Shabbat if it's a fasting of happiness. And the same thing, just like meat, you don't have to eat meat if it's not going to bring you pleasure on Shabbat. So too, in this person's situation, he is commanded by the rabbis to go for a more spiritual oneg Shabbat. Habanui al pi ha'netiya yoter pnimit shebanefesh, shehu oneg amiti. Like, this is the true oneg. This is the pleasure which is eternal, which doesn't depend on money, doesn't depend on food, doesn't depend on this world, right? In the world to come, this is the eternal type of oneg, the eternal type of pleasure that we're going to have forever in the world to come.
Islam is not in it's not ascension, it's the process.
Yeah, connecting spiritually, and it should bring him happiness. That's the point. It's going to get him. The problem is, he's not a happy camper. He's not a happy camper. He has this conflict going on inside. This is what's going to get him, bring him happiness. Let's not get off the topic. Sheruchu yitchazek al yadov v'nafshot tachgor oz ubitachon v'simcha ba'ashem atov v'yashar hamore chata'im baderech. That's how Rav Kook explains the Gemara, why you have to fast, not only immediately, but even on Shabbat. Here, those who know Tanakh, see again, there's so many chidushei Tanakh in Rav Kook, it's unbelievable. And this is a classic pasuk, this pasuk from Tehillim Kafe, where we won't get into how everyone else explains it, but based on what Rav Kook is saying, he's saying that the hamore chataim baderech, more is like the warning signs for the sinners on the way. It's like the blinking yellow light when the light is about to turn red. And that's what Rav Kook, that's what he's been talking about for the whole Pisgah. He says, look, I have a pasuk in Tehillim, which is exactly talking about that. And so, and going back to the first half of the sentence, that through this fast, a person is going to be strengthened spiritually, v'nafsho tachgur oz u'bitachon. And at first glance, you think that when you fast, you become weak. Not in this case. This person needs confidence. And that fast that, hey, I can overcome my ta'ava, right? My lust. I can overcome it. Look. And that's, it's like the example that I gave before. One of the things that I found when you wake up without the snooze button in the morning, that's, hey, I can conquer. I can do it. Right? That's a certain self-confidence, which is very important. And that's what this person needs. Ubichlal, hinenu lemedim, she'inyanei ha'chalomot ikar ho'ra'atam hu'mitnei she'biyotam mar'ishim u'mavhilim hu'otah matzav ha'nefesh she'ina betumata. Whenever a person has bad dreams, that's a sign that he's not at harmony. Inside, there's some kind of conflict. And again, like we said before, the most common conflict is a conflict between the spirit and the physical, between happiness and the different levels of happiness. Ki shalvat tzadikim apnimit, the peace of mind that tzadikim have inside them, ki mechuberet tamid in tom darkam detarat levavam. It's connected with their simplicity, with their purity of heart. Ubisura dami darke yisharim, tasur mimenu shalvato apnimit. When a person leaves the straightness of tzadikim, that's when he gets crooked, that's when life becomes complicated, that's when he starts feeling conflict. And it's chaval, because the manufacturer, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, gave us the mitzvot to teach us how to say straight. I created man straight, and he looked made himself crooked. Omnam, yuchal lemalei rekanuyito agide sarat ha'chayim achitzonim. Now this person who has inner conflict, and here we're the hour not late, we could start a new shiur. Rav Kooki just has another hashra. Because what do people do when they're in conflict? Says one reaction is to distract themselves. Go to a movie. Go search the internet. Go take your mind off of it. Do anything to take your mind off it. B'schok alizim, mishkesh manim, go to a party, go to the discotheque. I answered a question for the Ask the Rabbi in Beit El, in the English website, if anybody's interested. It's interesting what people ask and who they ask. And this guy, apparently he's assimilated, and his mother passed away, and he says that he's not religious, but he wants, you know, he's told that if he observes the laws of mourning, that it'll be an ilui for his mother, it's good for her soul. And I love my mother and I want to help her, even though I don't exactly believe in this, but he says, I need distraction from life. What can I do if I can't go to the bar, if I can't go to the casino? Again, I don't know who's writing it, but this is a person who, he has a good heart, he's a good son, but he thinks that the way to happiness is by distracting himself from life. And that's exactly what I suggested to him, maybe instead of, Justin, take this year as a sabbatical from distracting from life and use it as an opportunity to live life, to understand life, to widen your circle of friends, to volunteer, start going to the shul, get to meet more men and women. He's single and he's alone and he doesn't have his mother anymore. And this is the best way to meet the type of women that men want to marry. Those are the women who go to classes, who go to shuls, who go to volunteer, and because if they're loyal to their people, and they're loyal to their tradition, they will also be loyal to their husbands and their families, and those are the type of people. And it all gets back to the question, do you want to enjoy life and make the most of life, Or, like Ripple says, the nature of many people, when they have a bad dream or they have a little inner conflict, let's get drunk, let's forget about it, let's distract ourselves. One possibility. Oh, the other possibility, yishakeh matzavu apnimi ayadei tirdot hachayim va'amalam, what we call workaholics, right? And let's get invest 100% into our work. And aval v'chalom chizyon laila shachayim achitzoniyim lo yifalu al adam berov rigshon. There Rav Kook says, Habibi, you can't run away from your dreams. You can run away from life. You can think, you can run away from that conflict. That is the beauty that God works on that subconscious level. You can't run away from God, and it's in your better interest not to run away, right? You can't run to work in your dreams. You can't run to the bar or the casino in the dreams, right? Shachayim achitzonim lo yifalu al adam berov rigsham. When a person is dreaming, distractions will not get him off track. Yit'oreru kochot ha-nefesh v'dimyonoteha l'fi erech ha-matzav ha-ra'uy la-mitzad chayei ha-pnimim. And if you're at a dissonance inside, that's going to reflect itself in your dreams. And do yourself a favor, utilize it, and don't run away from it. That is the beauty of this level of how God can work and help us in a way that we can't run away. Alkin sadika olech b'tumo k'kfir yivtach. Therefore, to summarize, Rav Kook is quoting a pasuk. If you want to fill it in, Rav Hilberg didn't like this pasuk. It's in Mishlei Kafchet pasuk Aleph. A righteous person, when he is going according to his peacefulness, his straightness, k'kfir yivtach, he has the self confidence of a lion. He seems gentle, and he is at peace. And people think that peace and lion and self-confidence are opposites. Shlomo HaMelech tells us in Mishlei, no, that is the real lion. Somebody who has self-confidence because he has that inner peace, that gentleness. Ve'im yishkav, and that person, that tzaddik, person who has inner peace, when he goes to sleep, lo yifached v'lo yidara, he will not know bad. What is Rav Kook doing with this pasuk? He will not know bad at all. Not even in his dreams he's not going to know bad. Urishaim, on the other hand, the people who are in conflict between their natural goodness and their overdoing the physical pleasure, tiasrim ba'atam, their evil will trouble them. Umipachad balelot yivuhalu. And even if they can distract themselves during the day through partying and drugs and orgies and work and money, and at night, their dreams are going to catch up with them. And it's a beautiful, beautiful explanation of the pasuk. And again, with Rav Kook, you never know what came first, the idea or the explanation of the pasuk. Probably the idea, but you really have to be so baki in Tanakh to always find a pasuk that says the message in a new way, in a new commentary on that pasuk, that says exactly what you're trying to say.